Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball, your home of discussion and analysis of Major League Baseball. This podcast will instantly awe you in the use knowledge of MLB. Hear the latest MLB stats, standings, and news here. James Morris, who is filled with fun knowledge of MLB, is your host and has many guests come on the podcast weekly. Please enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast. Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, James Morris. We got a lot to talk about since we have officially hit the offseason. It's officially the offseason era, I guess you could call it. And we're going to talk about everything you need to know, what has happened, trades have already happened. Big awards have been given out. That is the MVP, Cy Young. We'll talk about that a little later. We're also going to talk about Cody Bellinger if he's a free agent. We might talk a little bit about Jacob deGrom. We're also going to talk about the Angels, and they made some pretty big moves, and this is just the start of the offseason. What are they going to do later into the season? But first, let's dive right into it. First, we got the winner of the MVP, Aaron Judge, and I don't want to say surprisingly, but I don't want to say unanimous, even though he won it unanimously. If that's a word, I don't know. I might have to look that up. But Shohei Ohtani was his contender. And Shohei Ohtani, if he won it, I wouldn't be surprised. But if he lost it, which he did, I'm not surprised. Literally could go both ways. A Cy Young candidate, Ohtani, a home run champion as well. Aaron Judge, the best numbers you'll see offensively in a long time. Also defensively, one of the strongest, powerful arms in baseball. But I was thinking, since he batted 62 home runs and batted 311 and had 111 walks and not striking out tons of times along that stretch, I thought, why not? Let's dive into every year of Aaron Judge and what made him to be this MVP winner. How did he do this? Like, what happened? I'm literally in awe on how he did it. But he started the year 27 games in 2016. We're not going to count the year because he only batted 179. Nothing really too important there. But in 2017, he won Rookie of the Year. I mean, he should have won it. 52 home runs as a rookie. He batted 284, 155 games, 127 walks, more than his MVP year, which is kind of interesting. 114 ribbies as a rookie. He won it unanimously. There we go. I think that better be a word, or else I'm saying that a lot. But as a rookie, 52 home runs, batting 284 is probably the best numbers you see as a rookie for a long time. And then 2018, he posted only 27 home runs. So in 2017, 52 home runs. Next year after that, pre his rookie year, only hitting 27. I think that's kind of interesting. His batting average is down to 278. Then 2019, he played 50 less games than his rookie year. And again, only hit 27 home runs. In 2020, we're not going to count that. He didn't do very good, but so home run went 52, 27, 27, 39. In 2021, he hit 39 home runs. So the home run rate is slightly going up, I guess you could say. His average this time was 287. He only walked 75 times, so a 98 RBI. So he must have been chasing a lot, 158 strikeouts. And I don't think he was really he still can't hit that slider down in the dirt. But I think he definitely cannot hit that in 2021. But 2022, an MVP year, 311 average, 62 home runs. And we kind of already went through his stats. An MVP winner, easy. I mean, Shohei Ohtani could have won it. He should have won it. Big question mark at the end. But Aaron Judge ended up winning it. Shohei Ohtani only got 2 first place votes. And I believe Aaron Judge got like 20, 30 something. And how did Aaron Judge bounced back from at one point only having 27 home runs to winning an MVP and hitting 62 home runs and literally being compared to Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, all these amazing players throughout our lifetime, even Babe Ruth. What did he do? So, first, in 2017, I think it's interesting, his batting stance, his legs were straight up. If you can look up Aristides Aquino, his batting stance is, in a way, pretty similar to that. And he was straight up, his hands started down, and when he would get the barrel to the ball, his hips would rotate, shift really fast, but his hands where his hands would lag behind. Meaning, you know, when you're loading, you want to load the hips with the hands on the same motion so you can get to the barrel, to the bat as quick as possible. And I'm obviously not the MLB hitting expert here, but his hands lagged behind, at least for the lot I saw, his hands lagged behind through his hips. So his hips moved and then his hands after, you know, a little bit later. It should be hips, hands, all in one motion. Like, it shouldn't, it should be at the same time. And he, since he's so strong, he's this huge guy, even if his hands are lagging, he can still get the barrel to the ball really, really fast because he's strong. He struck out 208 times in 2017, his rookie year. So he was literally Babe Ruth in a way. 52 home runs, striking out 208 times, the league top 10 that year. So he, that's the reason he struck out a lot, because if there's a slider, or if you're not really getting ready for an off-speed, you're not ready for that, your hands are going to lag behind so much, you're going to get so out in front of it. And then 2018, 2019, he had a roughly the same batting stance, and then he could, you know, hitters starting to get used to him, 27 home runs posting those years. And then 2021, he changed his batting stance a little bit. By 2021, his hands weren't lagging as much, but in 2022, he took that opportunity to drastically change his batting stance, and this is what it is now. So he bends his knees pretty deep, I guess. I don't know what the word is for that, but he bends his knees like that, like he's like jumping like on trampoline. That's how much he bends his knees. He bends his knees really wide, and instead of his hands being down, he put his hands up kind of by his earlobe when he gets ready. And then when the pitch comes, he loads with his front leg, and then he does the drills that Pete Alonso does, is now his hands don't lag with his hips and his all everything. He is one of the best. Now he has one of the best swings in baseball, because everything is in sync. Everything is at the same momentum. I mean, everything is just beautiful. And he really fixed that. Yes, he did strike out. He cannot lay off those sliders very well. He did walk 111 times. But he needs to get better at that, not at the swing. I mean, there's always something to fix, I guess. But laying off those sliders, laying off those off speeds outside the zone can be tough for him. But he did win MVP. Congratulations to that. He runner-up, Shohei Ohtani. GG for him, because he is a really, really, really good player as well. But now let's talk about our MVP winner for the National League, and that is Paul Goldschmidt, having, you know, a solid year, batting 317, 35 home runs, and this is his first MVP, I believe. Won a Gold Glove in 2021. I mean, he is a legit player. He's playing with all of his heart. He's playing with everything he has. Because he's played since, what, 2010, 2011? He's still playing. And in 2022, he's an MVP. So he's keeping this up. What I like, and I'm talking about hitting, this is not a hitting podcast, but what I really like about him, he puts his hands behind his shoulder, which is very strange. That's his batting stance. And then I think through that, he thinks he can get the barrel to the bat as quick as possible. So, I mean, that means since he does that, his hands can't really lag that easy because his hands are so back. And he can also read the changeup a lot faster. But if he, and 2015, he batted 321. 2013, batted 302. And he has the average. The home runs were either hit a lot of home runs with little average, or a little average with a lot of home runs. And in 2022, he did both. So I really like Paul Goldschmidt. MVP, he deserves it to me. Judge deserves it to me. He gets my vote. But now... let's talk about Cody Bellinger. He is officially a free agent. What teams are looking for him? Because is he still a good player? Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, he's still an amazing player. But I'm pulling up his stats right now. He likes fastballs up high, because he has a strange batting stance. He starts completely straight. And I honestly don't really know what's going wrong with Cody Bellinger, but let's dive in. So... He was an MVP, a rookie, so Player's Choice Award for Outstanding Rookie, National League Rookie of the Year. He hit 39 home runs and batted 267. And then in 2019, MVP, I believe, 47 home runs, batted 305. Amazing year. And then in 2021, only hit 10 home runs and batted 165. What went wrong? He didn't get hurt that much. He struck out a lot. And then in 2022, he only hit 19 home runs. Only batted 210 on 144 games. What went wrong through this? Is Cody Bellinger a reliable player? is a real question here, because a lot of teams are looking at him. You got the Phillies, I believe it is. He's not going to sign with the Dodgers, because I don't he must not like them. But he's a 27-year-old. The Dodgers, I guess they're saying it could bring him back, but I don't think they will, because if they really wanted him back, they would do that right now. But I really don't know who's going to pick him up. He's a really interesting player. He's either really, really good or not very good. And with Bellinger off the roster, the Dodgers have to play either Trace Thompson or Chris Taylor to center field. I mean, yes, Mookie Betts can play over there a couple times, but I think they might get Kevin Kiermaier since he's a free agent this year. But, oh, I just saw another trade. I forgot about that. Mariners get Teoscar Hernandez. Check out my Locked On, or not my Locked On Mariners, my Mariners Alert podcast. I'll be talking about that a few times. But I really don't have too much to say about Cody Bellinger. He's National League Rookie of the Year. He's very similar to Christian Yelich, because they're both have MVP years, and now they're just not good anymore. But the team will pick him up. I think it'll be a playoff contending team, like maybe the Phillies, maybe even the Rockies. But I don't think they're gonna spend too much money on it, because they really don't know what's gonna happen to him. But now, let's head into the Angels. The Angels are an interesting team just because they have got some new players added to their roster, and that is Gio Urshela and Tyler Anderson. And both those players are reliable. I think, well, they haven't been reliable in the past, but they are reliable this year. I mean, especially Tyler Anderson. So this Tyler Anderson is an interesting player. So in 2021, he had a 4.81 ERA. Yeah, it's not very good. Almost a 5 ERA. In 2020, 2019, 2018, because in 2019 he was hurt. 2018 hit a 4.55 ERA. So he's not posted incredible numbers so far. 4.81 ERA. But then all of a sudden with the Dodgers, something clicks. He strikes out 138 batters, gets 15 wins, and has a 2.57 ERA. That's almost half of what the ERAs he's had in his past. He really bounced back to the sidearm pitcher that kind of messed with the hitter's timing. Looks really good so far. And Gio Urshela, a solid third baseman, will, you know, be defensively facing against him as well. Gio Urshela is above average third baseman, nothing incredibly special, but I like him a lot. I mean, in 2019 had a really good year, batting .314, 21 RBIs, or 21 home runs. But in 2022 with the Twins, 13 home runs and batted .285. I don't think he likes signing with teams for that long. Guardians 2 years, Blue Jays 1 year, Yankees 3 years, Twins this year. Interesting player. And now he's with the Angels. So will he provide for the Twins, or will he provide for the Angels? I think he will. I think he could easily hit 20 home runs. I think his batting average will stay around the 270, 280 mark. Defensively, he is solid. I think if you got, you know, if you re-sign Correa, I mean, obviously don't maybe try him at third base. I don't know. But you got Correa possibly. You got Urshela. And then you got, I don't remember. You got a second baseman that's probably pretty good. I really like Gio Urshela just because he's reliable. Oh, I forgot. He's not on the Twins. But the Angels are looking to get better, because since getting Tyler Anderson, they're getting Gio Urshela. They re-signed Shohei Ohtani for, I can't remember if it was for this year or the year before, but they want to get better. They have the talent to do so. If Mike Trout stays healthy, if they can keep Ohtani, they can grab some prospects that have, you know, extreme potential that can stay, you know, good for a while. I think they can be really, really good at just if they will be. And Cody Bellinger might even go to the Angels. You never know. But let's see. So I believe that is it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. Please, please share this podcast or listen, subscribe, or whatever you need to do. But thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball.